I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. You know how the financial experts are always lecturing us about how we're not saving enough? Well, they're right. And the bad part is that personal bankruptcy and credit card delinquency are rising in the United States. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles to talk about it is Tess Vigeland, as she does every day. Hi, Tess.
Hey, Madeline.
So how bad is it?
Well, these statistics really are telling us that we are very lucky, and that if you don't have an emergency fund of some sort to prop you up if something goes wrong, there is nothing to stop it from happening to you. The figure is 1.6 million people who filed for bankruptcy in the fiscal year that ended in June, and that is up 10% from the year before.
Why the huge jump?
Well, it's the economy, the unemployed side of the economy. You know, we've been calling this a jobless recovery, and for a lot of people, that really means no recovery at all. About 65% of the families that file for bankruptcy have someone who's been unemployed within a two-year period before the bankruptcy. About 50% of them have someone who's had a serious medical problem. About 20% are part of a family breakup, a divorce. Of course, if you add those numbers up in your head, you see there's a lot of overlap. It's more than 100%. So lots of families are hit by two or three serious financial setbacks, and there's just no room on their budgets to handle it.
So who are these people who are filing for personal bankruptcy?
Well, the conventional wisdom, of course, is that most of these folks would be lower income or folks who just spent beyond their means. But that's not the case. Elizabeth Warren has been studying bankruptcy for years, and she's a law professor at Harvard. And she says most of them are your neighbors and mine.
They've gone to college, they've gotten decent jobs, they've bought homes, they've gotten married, they've had kids. These are real play-by-the-rules people. These are not families who went bankrupt because they took one too many trips to the shopping mall.
In fact, she told me only 1 to 6% of the individuals filing for bankruptcy are doing it because they plunked down too many credit cards. 90% of them, it's because they're unemployed or fell ill or the family broke up.
Now, isn't there some legislation moving around Capitol Hill that would actually tighten bankruptcy laws and make it harder to file?
Yes, credit card companies and banks are pushing to make it tougher for people to file Chapter 7 and have their debts written off. The legislation has passed the House and is now in the Senate. Now, Madeline, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Did you ever have someone, a teacher or an old boss maybe, who told you you'd never make it in this profession?
I did.
Oh, what am I saying? Of course not.
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
Well, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into whether those people actually do us a big favor.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline. Have a great weekend.
You too.